what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the flag goes up, it's supper time. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Flag leaves are the last leaves to appear on a rice plant, signaling that it's ready to produce food. They also contribute around half the nutrients we get in rice. Enter Liana Acevedo-Siaka from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and a team of international colleagues. They wanted to compare flag leaf photosynthesis at different light levels. The researchers chose 6 different varieties to participate in this Rice Olympics. For each type of rice, there were 8 plant competitors. The scientists measured how well the flag leaves of these plants perform photosynthesis. They tested the plants first in low light, then in bright light. So, who took the gold in the rice race? IR6421! This variety photosynthesized more efficiently than the worst performing rice types by over 100%. Other best performers adjusted twice as fast to bright light. This means more food faster. Knowing this can help farmers improve their crop yields. That's some news for the rice paper. Get it? Rice paper?
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.